Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, on this, depending on what part of the country. If we're here in Florida, it's an absolutely beautiful, sunny, and warm day. If you're in the New England, northeastern area, God bless you. It must be a little bit rough with thinking of you and sending our best prayers and wishes for it. Everyone to be warm, healthy, and safe. You are listening to 9 to 5 with Dr. David Orman.
And Lisa Lytle. Welcome. And it's afternoon.
And it's afternoon. That's true. Today's topic is kind of interesting. I'm not sure we're on the same page with this one. This will be interesting because we hadn't discussed it prior to. And I'm thinking, no, but here we go. We had read this article has been published 101 different ways in 101 different places. And it's basically stating you are a reflection of the five people that you're closest to. I wanted to know what your thoughts are, if you agree with that, disagree with it, or fill in the blank.
Wow, that's interesting because you're right. I looked at it slightly differently, but I would say I'm 50-50 on that. I agree with it. When it comes
50-50, come on.
Because I believe that you can surround yourself, like for instance, for myself in songwriting, I'm surrounding myself with just really talented people that are really doing some great stuff in that industry. So I would say, yes, absolutely. You need to surround yourself with people that are more successful than you are. And not necessarily that you'd be working directly one-on-one with them, but they become your mentors, even if the mentoring is just watching what they're doing and following that as a blueprint. So absolutely, I agree with that. The one thing I struggle with a little bit is I'm a very kind and social person. So I can truthfully say that sometimes people that I have in my circle may not always represent, the most successful or, they may have their own unique challenges, but that doesn't mean I exclude them from my circle. So I'm not sure if we're on the same page or not.
I disagree totally.
No surprise.
No, I don't mean I disagree with you. I disagree with the concept totally. I don't think you're a reflection of the five people that you're closest to. I mean, there are some people that, as you said, that we're very close to that, they're kind of struggling or in certain areas they're having a bit of a time with. And yet I find that we can be huge helps in their life. And
absolutely.
Take away the concept of however you define success. And you know what? They're absolutely wonderful human beings. And I wouldn't want to be with surrounding myself with anybody else. I couldn't care less if they're, pulling down, $100 million or $10 million or sliding by. To me, in that respect, it really doesn't matter because they're adding to my life because they're wonderful people.
God, I hate to say it. I think we're on the same page.
Okay, stop that right now.
I agree 100%. Absolutely. That's what I just said in my own words, absolutely. I think when we're aspiring to be successful in a certain area, let's just take that for an instance. Let's pretend we have a friend who wants to be successful in wellness, and we're a great mentor for them. We show them what we've done to grow our business to be successful. They can follow that lead, and I think that's just a wonderful thing. Just as I was saying, I want to follow and aspire to be like certain songwriters that I admire, whether they be live, they could even have passed already. They still left a body of work that I could aspire to follow. So, yeah, we're on the same page. Kind of scary.
There have been times, I remember in a particular work environment that, I call the individual opposite man because whatever they did, I tried talking them out of it and being rational and logical and inspired and no, I'm doing this. And it seemed like whatever decision they made, particularly financially, it was really not a great one. Like buying a new Cadillac every year when you're just sliding by, buying a new computer when you didn't know how to use the old one. And sometimes opposite man is a great person in your life. And I'm saying man, but opposite person could be a great person in your life because they show you, they kind of make the learning curve much easier. And you watch, you observe what they do, and you watch the results and the consistent results. And sometimes you say, those are not the results that I want. I maybe not know exactly what to do, but I'm going to do exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I think also what they highlight for myself anyway, is they get me really clear on what my own personal values is. So if I see someone, I've seen people that obsess over, they have to have, you know, the perfect lamp hanging in the doorway of the house. And I say, wow, you must do a lot of entertaining. No, I don't, but it will drive me crazy if it's not perfect. And I think, wow, that's just a lot of energy for me. That makes them and brings them happiness. That's altogether awesome for them. But for me, what it does is get me really clear about my values and where I want to be in my life. And I think I couldn't care less. That would just be, I could be writing a song right now is what I'm thinking. For them, that may be, you know, the ultimate thing. They put it up, they're happy, life is complete. But I think all the people we surround ourselves with, the variety gives us tools and feedback, what really makes us happy and what don't we want to spend our time in. So I think variety, absolutely.
To me, the most important person, because you're going to spend the greatest amount of time with them, the most important person that you really have to make sure that you're having a great relationship with is yourself. I mean, you talk to you more than anyone will talk to you. And how you talk, the mannerisms, the tone that you, the types of words that you use, et cetera, are going to have a huge impact on you. I think many of our listening audience, which we are very thankful for, by the way, because we've been like doubling every 2 or 3 weeks, and I like to thank everyone for that. Many of our listening audience has heard of, you know, the impact words have on water, and we've seen, you know, the documentary What the Bleep, and as well as others, and the Japanese researcher Dr. Emoto, and you know, when he vibrated or spoke or chanted or wrote the word love, for example, you'd see these absolutely gorgeous crystals of the water under a microscope, and when you'd see words like hate or experience or just words that we associate negativity with, the images were just harsh, they were edgy, they were sharp, they were ugly. I can use that word. And that's what, I mean, we're 80% water. That's what we're saying. And so how we have a relationship with, how we are surrounding ourselves, so to speak, is more important or the most important factor out of all of this.
Well, I was just going to say, and I think that's where maybe these articles stem from, is are the people you surrounding yourself with not being supportive to you? Are they giving you negative feedback? Are they making you feel badly about yourself? Because those are definitely people you don't want in your space. Because we are, like David said, 80% water, and we are greatly affected by the things that people say to us. So maybe that's where that all came from, and we're just at a point now where we refuse to accept that kind of behavior.
And the other thing, too, is we need to expand our world these days in who we're surrounding ourselves with, you know, on the Internet or on our social networks, on, you know, Facebook and the other ones. And, you know, for our business, we use TweetDeck, and it constantly goes by the tweets that come up, and some of them are just brutal.
Yeah,
I don't want them.
No.
And I make we definitely go out of our way to post inspired things and to help people with them. You've been listening to another 9 to Find radio show with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.